Now, next, the magic of making the record books. That's what a 15-year-old from County Meath has done. Magician Killian O'Connor, who has autism, has taken the Guinness World Record for performing the most magic tricks in 1 minute for someone under the age of 16. He performed 28 tricks in 60 seconds. Well, we spoke to Killian and his mother, Elaine, earlier, and I began by asking him how it feels to be a record holder in the Guinness Book of Records.
It's absolutely incredible that I have the honour of being in the 70th edition of the Guinness World Book of Records, as it would be a tradition that my family, when they were younger, they would get the Guinness World Records book every Christmas, and now 70 years later, I'm in that book. How crazy is that? To achieve my goal, I knew I had to be well prepared. So I spent hours researching the current record and studying different techniques that might work. Having dyspraxia also put me at a disadvantage with the choice of tricks I could use, but that didn't stop me. I just researched the ones that would work best for me. I watched quick tricks performed online, read books, and even sought guidance from other magicians.
So tell me about the tricks. Which one is your favourite?
My favourite one would have to be the quick solve Rubik's Cube.
And how do you do that? How long does it take?
That takes me just 1 second to do.
1 second to do a Rubik's Cube? But how did you go about learning to do magic?
I learned magic from online YouTube videos, reading books, and other magicians. I'm actually a member of the Society of Irish Magicians, where every month we meet up to talk about magic.
I think we can say at this stage you're pretty famous, because you were a finalist last year on Britain's Got Talent. What was that like?
It was an amazing experience going on to Britain's Got Talent. You know, not even just making it to third place, just hanging out with everyone and talking to everyone, all the judges, the other acts, Anton Deck. And of course, earlier this year, I would have done AGT Fantasy League, which Simon Cowell actually invited me over to do.
Your story is inspiring. Now, in your spare time, you also give speeches to young people with autism, because you yourself, you have autism, and you found that magic helped you. What do you say to people now to encourage them?
I tell them to focus on what they can do and not what they can't do, because if they focus on what they can do, they can find that special interest that can help them socialize with people, talk to people. For me, it was magic, but it might be something different for them. Of course, as I am, represents neurodiversity in Ireland. Being able to share with other kids like me with autism who struggle socially.
Well, congratulations on your record. Your mum, Elaine, is with you. Elaine, you must be very proud.
Oh, extremely proud. Just can't put it into words. Not just about the Guinness records, but everything that Killian has achieved. Like, he's overcome so many fears to just get his dreams. He never gave up.
What has he overcome to get into the Guinness World Book of Records, to appear on Britain's Got Talent, and to get up on stage and perform all of those magic tricks?
Yeah, so, Killian has sensory autism, so, you know, loud noises, bright lights. He wanted to go and do Britain's Got Talent. It became a dream of his, obviously, after he saw Izzy Simpson perform. And we said, okay, we'll hold your hand, we'll bring you along, and anything that happens after that, you know, happened. But we just didn't know what way he was going to react when he got on the stage. But Killian always wanted to tell his story. So the producers knew about Killian's autism, and he always wanted to talk about his autism, which was a blessing. And I have to say, they were fantastic in Britain's Got Talent. Like, they had a room at the side that Killian could go into, and the whole experience was actually really, really good. Everybody saw the results of Killian actually in his dream. So yeah, it makes me emotional when I think back to that day. But yeah, he got his dream, and like, another dream of his was to be a Guinness World Record holder. And like he spent last summer, he actually got the record last summer. But he spent the summer doing his research and focusing, and there were some tricks that he couldn't do because of his dyspraxia. Like there was setbacks, but he just kept going. Like he's just like really inspirational, and we're extremely proud.